This is Pastor Fred Sykes of the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I am your radio pastor for the day. Winston Churchill described the British evacuation of about 340,000 troops from Dunkirk, France, between May 26 and June 4, 1940, as our finest hour. I think of the beginning of the church in Acts 2 as our finest hour. I can't prove that, of course, but when we think of what a church should be, Acts 2 gives us a real good picture. Acts 2 begins with the Holy Spirit descending with the sound of a mighty rushing wind and as flames of fire on 120 believers in Christ at the Feast of Pentecost, 50 days after Jesus' resurrection. Followers of Christ began to speak the languages of the people who had journeyed to Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. On hearing and seeing these things, the people at the feast asked questions, one of which is, whatever could this mean? When you ask a question of meaning, you are asking, where does God fit into the picture? Peter preached his first sermon to answer this question. First, Peter answered this question by citing from the prophet Joel, chapter 2, verses 28 through 32, in which Joel describes the pouring out of the Spirit. Then Peter offered scriptural support for Jesus being both the Christ and the Lord from Psalms 16 and 110. The crowd was deeply moved by Peter's sermon, and at this point in verse 37, they ask, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" The final point of Peter's sermon is that he tells them what they should do. Listen to Acts 2, 38 and 39. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call." The crowd becomes a church when they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So what is the church doing in her finest hour? Here are five basic or fundamental things they did and that we should do as well from Acts 2, 38 through 47. They repented. Repentance is a change of mind and direction. The Jews at Pentecost had to change their mind about who Jesus was. You and I need to have a biblical view of who Jesus is, and we need to deliberately turn from sin in our lives. Secondly, they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins. The Jews at Pentecost thought of baptism as ritual cleansing, but Peter is seeing baptism as identity with the name of Jesus Christ for forgiveness of sins. Have you been baptized as a believer for the remission of your sin? Have you identified with Jesus in baptism? Third, they were saved from the perverse generation. Part of the citation from Joel in Acts 2:21 says, that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We call, God does the saving. Salvation is a work of God. Have you been saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Real belief from the heart, from your heart. Fourth, they continued steadfastly. Now this means to adhere to persist, to attach, to busy oneself, to continue in. In what? Now four things are mentioned. To continue steadfast in what Peter and the other apostles were teaching, which was a course about Jesus Christ. They were continued to be steadfast in fellowship with one another. They spent a lot of time together with the Lord as the center of their time. They continued to be steadfast in the breaking of bread. This could refer to ordinary meals or the Lord's Supper meal. And they were to continue to be steadfast in prayer. Constant diligence in prayer. They never let up or stopped praying. They were confident in waiting on God for results. And then fifthly, last, they praised God. Praise God for his mercy, his grace, his love, his work, his greatness. Praise him because he is king over the earth. Sing the doxology. The church of today needs to get back to the church in her finest hour. I am Pastor Fred Sykes at the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I have been your radio pastor for the day.